While California tries to grapple with the drought and fracking issues, it's finding other things to celebrate, like bookstores. This Saturday marks the very first California Bookstore Day, where 93 bookstores will all participate in a day-long celebration. One independent California bookstore is the Great Overland Book Company in the Inner Sunset in San Francisco. Owner Beau Beausoleil not only runs the bookstore, but also runs El Mutanebbi Street Coalition, a community of writers and artists that produce a collection of work to commemorate the 2007 bombing of El Mutanebbi Street in Baghdad, Iraq, which was the city's literary center. I visit Beau Beausoleil at his bookshop to learn why he's so interested in El Mutanebbi Street in this piece from our archives.
After the bombing on El Mutanebbi Street, I waited for someone else to do something. And I think this is how all people who become organizers start. No one did anything, and after about 2 weeks, I knew that I had to do it, because I knew that as a poet and a bookseller, that my street, where my bookstore would be in Baghdad, would be on El Mutanebbi Street. And these would be my people around me who had been hurt in that explosion, and my cultural community.
Here you are in your bookshop in the Inner Sunset in San Francisco. How do you connect to El Mutanebbi Street in Baghdad?
Like I said, I see myself as no different than any ordinary bookseller in Baghdad, no different than any civilian who could be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I could lose my wife or my child, I could lose a friend, I could lose a father or a mother. I think there is this thing about the war that has always forced us to turn the page to the next horrible moment that has happened. And one thing about this project is that I wanted this project to continue and to refuse that page to be turned. I said recently that the war in Iraq is like the darkest room in the entire house in America. And this project is like one tiny lamp in one far-off corner. And we illuminate one day, one bombing. And we look for the commonality in that bombing and that street with any street here that holds a bookstore or a cultural institution. The printer of this broadside, called Strings, by the Iraqi poet Sanan Antoun, was Kathleen Walkup. She's in Palo Alto. She teaches at Mills College. So here is the poem from Sanan Antoun, and there are four discrete little stanzas. A shelf in the heart's archives where postponed deaths are stacked next to rumors about happiness. The last line in a manuscript whose burning has been delayed 8 centuries. The migration route taken by a rare bird in its last season before extinction. The shadow of the last palm tree in a burning orchard as its fronds comb the wind's hair and it is consoled by the sun.
That line struck me, the last line in a manuscript whose burning has been delayed 8 centuries. Is he describing the effect of the bombing that day on El Mutanebbi Street?
I think that he's describing destruction in general within this whole war. That something could have existed for that long and then be lost in a heartbeat. This is from the poet Jane Hirschfield. Was printed by a printer named Gary Young down in Santa Cruz. So this is really a broadside, a poem by Jane Hirschfield that talks poet to poet. It's called The Poet. She is working now in a room not unlike this one, the one where I write or you read. Her table is covered with paper. The light of the lamp would be tempered by a shade where the bulb's single harshness might dissolve. But it is not. She has taken it off. Her poems, I will never know them, though they are the ones I most need. Even the alphabet she writes in, I cannot decipher. Let one or two she loves be in the next room. Let the door be closed, the sleeping ones healthy. Let her have time and silence, enough paper to make mistakes and go on.
Who is she talking about?
She's talking about her opposite. I mean, the woman writer whom she has never met but knows exists. And for that woman, if she could read this poem translated into Arabic, I think it would give her great heart. We as Americans, I mean, one cannot get away from the fact that we've lost more than 4,000 of our own sons and daughters there, and more than 31,000 wounded. And for the Iraqis, the lowest total that I've been able to find for civilian deaths is 100,000. And you can figure that at least 1.5 times that would be wounded. So that's a quarter of a million people. I don't think we can ignore, one, the deaths of our own sons and daughters, and I don't think we can ignore the other as well. Those are people that get up every day and work to live. Those are people that are taken out by bombs on the way to the market, on the way to school, on the way to a cafe, or picking up a book on Alma Tanabe Street. We have to honor all of these lives, and I think we have to see them all as lives before we can even take the first step towards any understanding of each other.
Would you like to visit Alma Tanabe Street at some time?
I would love to. I would love to so much. We have upcoming shows in Canada and in the UK. And this morning I heard that we're going to have be at a small printing museum in the Netherlands. And we hope to carry the broadsides through Europe into the Middle East and show them. And then we're going to give a complete set of all 130 broadsides to the Baghdad National Library. So that finally the road really starts here in San Francisco, but they will find their way home to that library. I hope the time comes when my wife and I can sit down to a glass of very hot, very sweet tea on Alma Tanabe Street and perhaps look up on a wall and see one of these broadsides, or sit there and hear people read. It would just make my heart so warm and so huge. I would love that.